And to the day he died, he despised and rejected Sovietism. Sovietism, parenthesis. Social Security and all other forms of insurance, and parenthesis. Now this is broadcasting, boys. He constructed all of his radio equipment. In the 1930s, he built an addition on the old farmhouse just for a radio studio. In 1947, he built a tremendous 7.5 feet square, glued together tower, which stood self-supporting for over one-third century. He never bought a transmitter, a receiver, antenna, etc. And I guarantee you that he was not like the guy who built a bridge and then was afraid to use it. Oh boy. Did Dad ever use his great gift and responsibility from God to speak truly and freely? He never shirked his duty and responsibility. He talked about the most important and most neglected science in the world. The vicious, ruthless science of politics and religion. One day, when I was 5 years old, while I was playing with my brother, and this one gets to you there with your four-letter words, Fred. One day, when I was 5 years old, while I was playing with my brother Bob, I innocently used a four-letter word. Bob was shocked, and he immediately took me to Dad. It was the only time in my life that Dad, quote, spanked, end quote, me. Parenthesis, he merely went through the motions, end parenthesis. He taught me well, parenthesis, and many, many other youngsters who are now hams, end parenthesis. I have never in my life used one of those four-letter words since. There is nothing in the world which is more public than radio waves. I've said that many times, I never have had it contested.